At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys. Saturday morning, day before the 49ers-Cardinals game. This is our flagship program. This is where we get together, man. And we've got 11 pages of notes to get through. Never going to get through them all, but we're going to try. and hopefully whenever you leave the show today, and I know there's a lot of preview shows and all those things, hopefully we're a little bit different. The amount of history we dive into, the betting portion that we dive into, the fact that we put our money where our mouth is whenever we say something, we bet something, and just how strict and concise we get with our predictions, which are not always right. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, we get it right all the time. That's not the case. Last week, we got it pretty much on the nose, which was incredible. And hopefully that continues this week. So preview, scouting report, predictions, players to exploit, players to stay away from, watch out for, best matchups for both teams. We're going all in on this. History of the coaching staff. Golly, we got it all. And a big reason why we have it all is thanks to this man right here, 49ers faithful forever. You know him as Josh. He is the executive producer of today's show. What's up, Joe? We got the hashtag CCs are large in effect. Hey, Alejandro, how we doing, guys? All the people in the house. I love it, man. I wish you could name everybody here. Jesse, Dave, Grande. This is awesome. We're going to have a good show. So if you guys got questions, comments, want to get me off task, we could do what we need to do. But, man, we got 49ers George 365 in the house. Look at this. He says 2 wins in 5 days. Yeah, it changed the course of it corrected everything. These are the two most important weeks back-to-back of the rest of the season. If you win these two games, you've got the Cardinals on Sunday, then we travel to Seattle, probably the most important game of the whole season, if I'm going to be honest with you, right there. Back-to-back division games, the only time this season the 49ers have back-to-back division games, but you win these two games, you're in first place of the NFC West. You're in the driver's seat where you should be. You're not there now. Currently, you're a game back, and you've also got a division loss already against the Rams, which was crazy. You handle these two games, everything is right where it should be. Every goal, every whatever is exact. You're on schedule And just like George said right here. And here's Kyle talking about the same thing.
Anytime you have divisional games, it's huge, especially when you have two games in 4 days, just how quick that goes. I mean, the record can go from really good to really bad. It happens fast, so you don't start thinking about that game now, but it's in the back of your head, just how the two games before we get a break. Everyone loves getting that break. No one really loves playing two games in 8 days, but if you tell anyone you get 3 days off after it, everyone's pretty excited about it. So we got a big one this week, and as soon as that's over, we'll be right on to the next one.
So you handle this. Now you lose both these games, and then it's, you thought it was bad at 1-2? Man, at 2-4, it's not like the end of the world, but if you're 2-4 and 0-3 in the division, that's going to be rough. The idea of a first-round bye is almost non-existent. Now you're game-watching for the second half of the season for Seattle to lose games. Like, you're hoping. Like, you're 2-3-4 seed at best. Like, that's not where you want to be. So, handle your business. Let's get ready for a win streak, like my man Dave says. That's what's up. Yeah, Seattle's going to be a game, but we're not dealing with that yet. We're not dealing with that just yet. Daryl, what's up, man? He says, I'm back. I love it. When I see Daryl, I'm happy. The Fozzie AVI, I freaking love it. Raphael, thank you for the super sticker. Much appreciated, my friend. Gosh, man, I'm excited. So let's dive in. Let's talk Cardinals. They're 1-3. They got Kyler back this season. They made the entire offseason, literally went to statue unveilings and like, he's our guy, he's our guy, he's our guy. They stood by that. They went and got, you know, the best wide receiver, maybe. I don't know, Malik Nabers might be ahead of him. But they go get Marvin Harrison Jr., really good draft class overall. They had two first-round picks. Marvin Harrison Jr. has been lights out after week one. Darius Robinson, still on IR. We're not going to see him, the big defensive lineman. Max Melton, who was Josh's draft crush. 49ers met with Max Melton, the cornerback out of Rutgers, 6 times. He's going to be starting. Garrett Williams, who has been their starter, he's not playing this game. They're missing starters, too. I think Max Melton's getting his first start of his career against the 49ers. Trey Benson, I mean, they did a really good job in the draft. So we're going to see those. Now, they're a run-heavy offense, and we could talk about Marvin Harrison Jr. and Kyler Murray all we want. What's important to realize, they run the ball. They are one of the most run-heavy offenses out there. That's who they are. The problem is they're not a complementary team yet because their defense sucks so bad. They're terrible. They're 30th ranked defense in the NFL. Last year, they were 32nd. You go hire Jonathan Gannon, who's this defensive guru. He just ain't got the guys. He ain't got the horses to run what he did for Philadelphia and the Eagles before he came to Arizona. They're just not there. They're just not there yet. Now, let's look at what the Cardinals have done so far this year. Okay. Week one, close game all the way up at Buffalo. Lost by 6 points. Really good game, but they lost. Blew out the Rams, and everybody's like, holy cow, this Cardinals team might be for real. They lose to Detroit in a 2013 loss, but the game wasn't as close as the score says. Then they got blown out by the Washington Commanders, 42-14. Eesh. And, you know, we're talking about the 49ers schedule. Listen to the Cardinals' upcoming schedule. At 49ers this week, at Green Bay. Then they play the Chargers. Then they, like, that's three tough games in a row that they have. Alejandro Chapman, what do you think? Should I still wait to buy, even though I need 4 tickets? Look, if you ever need 3 tickets, don't wait, because those are hard to come by and they're weird. You can still get them, but they don't usually drop near as much. 2 tickets, you always wait. 4 tickets, okay. Start checking. I think today is a good, if you're talking about buying tickets to the game tomorrow, Sunday, now is a good time. So you can look. You'll be able to get 4 tickets tomorrow. But if you find something you're happy with now, take it. That's just my own. If you're buying 2, you can wait till you're walking to the stadium, I swear. But 3, don't wait near as much. 4, day before is probably the way to go. And, you know, I'm not even going to be going to this game, which stinks. I want to be at this game, but it's what it is. I'm staying home. But, like, I'm still watching tickets, and they've dropped huge, and they're going to continue to drop, especially with the heat the way it is, all that stuff. But, yeah, you can go ahead and get those tickets now if you're doing 4 tickets. Chris, appreciate this, man. He says, props to Josh. The effort detail required to produce your shows is truly awesome. He's unbelievable, man. We have such an amazing group of humans around us. Eric helps with the social media. Juan Salas, you know who he is. The 49ers Rush road trip team, which, good Lord, that is like a whole production. We're going to be in Seattle next week. So, you know, we're talking about how big Seattle is. You guys want to come see it in person, come say what's up. We're going to be at the Press Box in Seattle, one block south of the stadium. It's right there on First Street. We're going to be there from 5 to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, the day before. And then we got our all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink, premium everything all day. God, it's going to be awesome. Drinks are going to be 1 to 4. After that, you can kind of settle up. We're going to walk to the stadium together. We'll party there after the fact, after the game, to celebrate together as well. Man, come say what's up. Get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Oh, can't wait, man. It's going to be here before we know. Next week's going to be insane. I know the players and the coaches, it's insane for them. But, man, we try to do all of our shows crammed into literally 2 days. We fly out Wednesday morning to set up the event. It's just next week's going to be crazy. Just letting you know. Now, the 49ers have been up and down. They're 2-2. You had an awesome game, two bad games, one more awesome game. That's just kind of what it is. And it kind of seems like, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, the 49ers are a really good team. We just struggle with elite coordinators, right? Great defensive coordinator, we struggle. Great offensive coordinators, we struggle. You know, Sean McVay and Kevin O'Connell, we struggled. You look at the Vikings and kind of what they're doing. Good Lord, best defense in the NFL by far. We struggled offensively against that. Play against bad coordinators, we dominate. Guess what we got this week? We got a bad coordinator. So take that for what you will. We'll talk about that. Now, let's go to kind of where the Cardinals are. This is the PFF overall unit rankings, which take them for what you will, but it gives a good snapshot. They're fifth on offense, the Cardinals. They have a good offense. 30th on defense, not good. Fifth on special teams. That scares the living bejesus out of me. We are dead last. We have the worst special teams in the NFL. We are 32nd EPA. But overall, the Cardinals are 13th. That's where they are. Now, here's Kyle just talking about the offense, the coaching, and just kind of Cardinals overall and kind of how he sees heading into this matchup.
I mean, they're similar in the last year, and just I think they're very well coached. I think they play extremely hard. The way that, you know, defensively, the way they swarm to the ball. You know, I think the biggest difference this year is, you know, they have Buddha out there who's healthy. We got to play him at the end of last year, but he missed so much time throughout the year last year. And having Kyler back is such a huge difference. They've added some receivers. I think Michael Wilson's a stud. Him just being healthy in his second year and adding the new receiver in Harrison, and they're tight end. They got a really talented group. They're coached well, and I think they're going to be a problem for people throughout this year.
So you get a lot of this kind of coach speak from Kyle, right? I think you get it. You don't want to give bulletin board kind of information, you know, whatever, press clips that for them to focus on. You don't want to do that. So I think that he's pretty good at achieving and complimenting the opposing team, no matter who they are. It's not a good team. The Cardinals have a lot of good pieces. They have a lot of good stuff, but it's just not built yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're still hurting. Carlos, he says, John, if you could choose what has to be the player that you go. I'm kind of confused there. I think the player that goes off this game, I'm going Sam O. I really want to put a bet out there that he gets a sack, but it's not even a prop bet on my bookie. But I predicted him to get a sack and continue to build. And I think he's going to get more snaps because Yetur Gross-Matos is out this week. I think that's huge. Jay Core, appreciate the super chat, man. $1 million question. Irish car bombs or shotgunning your favorite beer? Cheers. Man, I don't touch whiskey anymore. I bartended for way too much of my life, and just Jameson was like my Gatorade. And so I don't know. I just my whiskey consumption in my lifetime has reached its limit. I'm a beer and tequila guy. So that's my answer there. But I love that question, Jay Cord. You are freaking, hopefully we get a party together. We can participate together within reason. Now the 49ers, the flip side to the PFF rankings for the Cardinals, man, the 49ers first on offense, third on defense. They're 14th. On PFF and special teams, but we're 32nd EPA special teams. First overall, PFF loves the 49ers because we have so many elite players. Fred Warner's the highest graded PFF player in the NFL. Bosa. You got Jordan Mason, Trent Williams, like Brock Purdy. We've got a lot of guys, Juwan Jennings. All these guys are just at the top of the top of the top of their positions. And so that kind of sways it.
Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now, let's go back through the coaching staff of the Cardinals. Jonathan Gannon's their head coach. Kendall Roy, if you've ever seen Succession, that's who he is. He's a weirdo. Pee Wee Herman. There's lots of different things. Looks like, acts like. He's weird. He is a weird, 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 weird guy. 5-16 overall. Not great. Second year as their head coach. He, even the way he got hired by the Cardinals, they always cheat their owner, Bidwell. He is not an ethical person, has not been throughout practice. You could look at, I mean, he's being sued by Steve Wilks. What happened with the GM, Steve Keim, and all the burner phones, the hiring of Jonathan Gannon. He got fined and lost draft picks for all of those. He interviewed secretly Jonathan Gannon for a head coaching job before the NFC Championship game while he was still under contract, which is against the rules. They lost. So the Cardinals had to give picks to the Eagles because of the way they did that. But back to Jonathan Gannon. Love his coaching career. Started off as a GA student assistant at Louisville, was there for like 3 years, worked his way up. Then he got a QC coach for the Atlanta Falcons. Then he went into scouting. He was a scout for the St. Louis Rams. That's how long he's been in the business, back in 2009. Defensive quality control coach for the Titans, Minnesota DB coach, Colts DB coach. Philadelphia was their DC for 2 years. They go to the Super Bowl. Then he jumped ship, became the head coach for Arizona. Hasn't gone well since he's been there. I think that he's a good coach. Like, I'll say this. The Cardinals are way better coached schematically, offensive, defensively, since Kingsbury left. Ironically, Kingsbury's doing a bang-up job so far over in Washington, but that's the Cliff Kingsbury paradox. He always gets off to a hot start and then just completely disappears because once he puts something on tape, he is not creative or adaptive after that. But we're not talking about Kingsbury. We're talking about the other team, the Cardinals. Their new offensive coordinator, Drew Petsing. Not much to really go by. Puts a huge emphasis on the run game. Kyler Murray is everything. And this is his first time to ever call plays. He worked under Mike Zimmer, Kevin Stefanski, started off as at Harvard, then went to Boston College, then went to Yale. Man, he hit some good schools. Was in Cleveland for a little while, Minnesota for a long time. That's where he kind of got partnered up with Gannon. And, you know, he was a tight end coach at Cleveland, quarterback coach at Cleveland, then offensive coordinator. Like, he, I don't know. It's not a bad offense, and it's not like they call bad plays. I just feel he's a little bit above his pay grade currently. Maybe he'll catch up. Super young guy. Defensive coordinator, same way, Nick Rallis. He was with Gannon in Philadelphia. He was with Petsing back in Minnesota. You know, he was a stud football player, Nick Rallis, their defensive coordinator. He was the number 8 ranked player out of Minnesota coming out of high school. But he chose coaching career over NFL, and like, he's only been coaching for 6 years, and now he's a defensive coordinator in the NFL. They haven't been good. Started off at Wake Forest as a QC coach. Then he went to Minnesota for 4 years, Philadelphia for a year and a half, then with the Cardinals now as their DC. Hasn't been good. Dead last year, 30th this year. Perhaps there's a little bit of improvement there, but this defense is really bad. Really, really bad. And even if you added a couple players to the Cardinals defense, they're still bad. We'll break down in a whole, like, kind of the whole thing, what they look like. Now, both teams, injury report, really the entire NFL at this point. We're 5 weeks in. We're going into week 5. Injuries everywhere. You just look around. Teams are dealing with some issues. 49ers, obviously, CMC's out. DFF is not playing this game. Not playing. And I never want injuries on anybody. But it's kind of like the Hargrave injury. What sucked, and I hate it, and we really could use Hargrave, but it's kind of addition by subtraction. DFF is by far the worst. If we did our report card grade, he's the only player that received an F on the entire roster. There were a couple close, but like, DFF is the worst player on our team. He's injured. He's going to be out. The team is going to benefit tremendously from him not being out there on special teams, block punt, terrible effort, and on defense, worst run defender, not even that great in coverage. Missed tackles galore. So now you're going to get kind of a bump, just like you saw the defensive line when Hargrave went out. Defensive line got better. Now, your DC, Nick Sorensen, called a better game. But there are other guys out besides DFF. Yetur Gross-Matos coming off his best game as a Niner. He's out with a knee injury. Chris Conley, who's kind of that number 4 wide receiver, he's questionable. He's doubtful with the oblique. I doubt he goes. Does that mean Ronnie Bell plays? Does that mean Jacob Cowing plays? Well, Jacob Cowing's questionable with a shoulder. Fred Warner questionable. Ankle, I expected to play if you saw those videos in practice. He's running around, jumping around. He's playing. George Kittle, questionable ribs. He's playing. You get to go against Buda Baker. He's playing. Isaac Yiadom, questionable with a thigh. Is that enough to put Renardo Green in the starting lineup? I hope so. But Isaac Yiodo coming off his best game. Kalia Davis, oh, he's going to be activated off IR soon. We got to have him, especially with Yetur Gross-Matos out. He was taking a lot of those defensive tackle snaps and pass rushing situation. Kalia Davis going to take those. Now, Cardinals, they got injuries too. Christian Jones, Texas tackle, who I really, really liked in the fourth round. They got him in the fifth. He's been on IR. He's going to be activated. He's going to be good to go. Isaiah Adams, offensive lineman, out. Garrett Williams, one of their top cornerbacks, he's out. Kevin Beachum, their right tackle, questionable. He's bad, and he's there. Matt Prater, they have a great kicker. He's questionable. Defensive line, Kyrus Tonga, questionable. Trey McBride, their stud tight end, he's good to go coming off the concussion protocol. He's got to be there. Josh says, do you think we get Kalia Davis snaps? Yes. The 49ers will probably also call up a defensive tackle. Hopefully it's Evan Anderson again. Maybe it is T.Y. McGill this week, just so you can spread out the promotions. You only get to promote them twice from the practice squad. But I think they're going to call up a defensive tackle and activate Kalia Davis. You got to, especially with Yetur Gross-Matos out. Like, you have three true defensive tackles on your 53. That's it. Malik Collins, Kevin Givens, Jordan Elliott. That's it. We're a 4-3 team. We're not a 3-4 team. Yeah. Maybe Sam O gets a little bit of that inside treatment for Yetur Gross-Matos was getting. But yeah, Kalia Davis played in this game. I really think that's the case. Now, these two teams have played a lot. Way over 60 matchups. I think 65, if I add this correctly. 49ers up 36-29. So you've got this 7-game lead. That's awesome. That's not going anywhere. We play them twice a year every year. Really beat the tar out of them. Last year, 45-29, fun game down in Arizona. Brock's first game back, and man, he just torched him. He goes for 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, 135 quarterback rating. Kyler was back, and the rushing was there, but he threw 2 picks, including a pick 6 to Charvarius Ward. Hopefully that continues. Now, outside of that, we do not have a lot of the guys back. Chase Young had a good game against them. Javon Kinlaw had a good game against them. Those guys are gone. CMC had an amazing game against them. He's not playing. So what's that going to look like as we go into a shift? They've got a lot of new faces, young faces. We've got a lot of replacement players. We don't have CMC, but we do have a Jordan Mason. And as long as we got a Jordan Mason, I am not upset. Even in the least, because that dude has been on fire. Now, let's go through the Cardinals' defensive ranks statistically, players to exploit, players to watch out for, all those things. But before we do, best way to support the show, it's right here. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers, and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101? You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So. And that's a place where all of our bets, field breakdowns, everything's up. The bets haven't been posted yet. I'm looking at a couple other non-49ers games to add a couple more props. I'm done with most of them, but those will be posted probably be about 30 minutes after this show. I got to do a little bit more research on a couple other games. I've got some bets I like, but I need to do more research before I smash the pay button. And again, any bet we put on here, my money, my own John Chapman's dollars are put on that as well. So let's talk Cardinals defense. Not great. Really, really bad. 30th overall ranked on EPA. You know, kind of you look at PFF, they're very similar there. Only 32 teams. 29th in points scored. They give up a lot of points. 25th in yards allowed. 14th in turnovers. That's closer to average. 30th at first downs. They let teams march up and down the field. They really, really do. 30th out of 32 teams. 28th in rush yards. 31st in rushing touchdowns allowed. They're giving up a rushing touchdown in every single game. 25th and third downs allowed. Like, they're not a good team. 25th in red zone. Not a good defensive group. It's really, really not. Now, let's go to Kendall Roy himself and listen to him talk about Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers offense.
It's loud there, but it's, you know, another road game, divisional opponent, so we got to be ready to go. It's unique in how Kyle deploys people, how they have different ways to do things, and what I think they're really, really do a good job of is counter punches. So when you try to take something away, he gets to what he needs to get to counter punch that. And, you know, obviously their O-line coach is one of the best in the business. Their running back coach, one of the best in the business. Their receivers block, you know, their mode of play is on point. They have really good players and a good scheme, but they're really good at finding where you're not putting assets to and attacking it.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
It's fun to kind of get that peek behind enemy lines. Shout out to Eric Meisner, our IG dude. He's the best in the business. Forget that clip for us. You hear how the defense, he's a defensive guy. He's the head coach, but he's the defensive guy. And you hear like, man, Kyle Shanahan, we can be where we are supposed to be. We kind of compensate to take things away. The counter punches are huge. Talking about Chris Forster, baby. O-line coach, Bobby Turner, running back coach, wide receivers blocking. You hear from a defensive mind outside of our own why it's so difficult to kind of play. I'm glad somebody got that. I mean, that's just who. You cannot watch him. If you've ever watched Succession, like, he looks and sounds just like him and acts like him, too. He's spoiled little whatever, but whatever. All right. Now, they've got some studs. Their best player, probably on their team, Buda Baker. I love Buda Baker. Whenever he came out of college at the University of Washington, Pete Kwiatkowski was their DC. I love Pete Kwiatkowski DBs. They're always coached very well. It's like Saban, then it was Kwiatkowski, and that was before he joined Texas. I go back through all my draft stuff. You can see it. I love Washington DBs because they were coached so well. And that year, you know, the draft day reference where, like, you have the post-it note, and he writes, like, so-and-so, no matter what. He crinkles up in his pocket, whatever. It was Mac, I think his name was. Well, anyway, my post-it note that year was Buda Baker no matter what. I think I had a top 15 grade on him. He slipped to bottom of the first round, but, like, he was my favorite player in that draft. He's incredible. He's one of my favorite players in the NFL. He's George Kittle's favorite player in the NFL. They go at it. They're, like, the biggest, you know, rivals, whatever. Healthy, respectful rivals. Buda Baker's unbelievable. Zaven Collins, really good player. They're still not using him right. They're using him as that kind of outside TJ Watt role in the 3-4. But he's not a blitzer. It's the only thing he's actually bad at. He's really good versus the run. He's really good in coverage. He just can't blitz. He's just not a pressure guy, no matter how much they want him to be. And so he comes off the edge where McKivitz is. Well, McKivitz struggles in what area? Pass protection. Where is McKivitz awesome? Run blocking. He's one of the best in the entire NFL at it. So you kind of get to see this fun matchup between Zaven Collins and Colton McKivitz, who are kind of mirrors of each other. Neither one of them are very good in pass rush situations, but both of them are excellent in the run. That's going to be fun to see. I'm pretty excited about that matchup, actually. Now, players to exploit, there's a lot of them. I tried to limit it to a few. Their linebacker, Kaiser White, who I really like. Old school thumper, kind of a Drake Greenlaw type player out of West Virginia. Man, we're just sticking with the Colton McKivitz themes here. He was actually teammates with Colton McKivitz at West Virginia for a year or two. Kaiser White, number 7. You'll see him running around. He's a thumper. He hits hard. Worst coverage linebacker in the NFL. Actually, quantifiably, he has a 29 grade in coverage this year. He is the 71st out of all 71 linebackers that are eligible to be graded with enough snaps. He's the worst of the worst in coverage. Great versus the run, terrible versus coverage. Man, you get him some George Kittle matchups. You get him against Jordan Mason. You get him against Juwan Jennings, you know, something like that out of the slot. Take advantage of that. And Kyle Shanahan's going to take advantage of that. That's just what it is. Defensive ends, worst in the NFL. LJ Collier, you remember him? First round pick for Seattle. Nah, he ain't it. He's currently the 107th ranked edge player on PFF. Bilal Nichols is their other defensive end. He's the 96th ranked player. They're not good at pass rush, at stopping the run. They just don't have the guys. You go back to when, you know, Jonathan Gannon was in Philadelphia. Good Lord, they had Montez Sweat. They had Brandon Graham. They had Fletcher play into that, you know, defensive end spot. They had studs on studs on studs. They had the horses. They just don't have them. And the ones that they do have are injured. Darius Robinson is ideal for that role. He hasn't played yet. He's been on IR through five games. B.J. Ojulari, the amazing outside pass rusher, he's on IR. He's not coming off IR this week. J.J. Watt is still on their payroll for almost $5 million dead money. And they wish they had him right now. I think that this is going to be the best Trent Williams game of the year. One, because he had some good practices this week, hasn't been sick, hasn't been dealing with whatever. And then two, doesn't have to travel. And then three, he's playing against the worst people across of him, maybe in 2 years. In 2 years. So he's going to be able to do whatever the hell he wants to do. Ooh, Invader. Look at this. Get him matched up with Grindo. Not quite sure how many snaps Grindo has warranted, but I would like that matchup. Invader going deep. He's the man. Now, their scheme, it's a 3-4 multiple. You look, they'll do five men on the line of scrimmage. They'll walk their outside backers up and try to do a gap style control. Looks like a 5-2 defense almost. They do a lot of cover three, cover four quarters. They run the sixth most cover three, right? So that's where you have your deep middle safety and you drop your outside corners. Well, how do you beat a cover three? You attack the seams. Who attacks the seams? Yep, that's George Kittle. That's George Kittle. That is George Kittle. Cover four, they do 22% of the time. Cover one, 12%. That just kind of lets you know their coverage schemes. They play a lot of DBs, a lot of three safety looks, and a lot of cornerbacks out there. They'll walk Buda Baker down to the linebacker role quite often and then have two safeties behind him. That's kind of their best defensive personnel group. And one of the weird things, they read the quarterback almost exclusively. You know, we call this our 70 series, so we would call 73, right? Which means we're running cover three, DBs read the quarterback. We would do this against mobile quarterbacks a lot of times if he threw interceptions. Don't read the wide receivers, read the quarterback. Eyes on QB, right? They do that all the time. Now, what are the pros and cons of this? Pros and cons, supposed to get you more interceptions, stops quarterbacks from rushing near as much. Cons, negatives. Double moves are a killer. You lose track of the wide receiver quite often, and that's what they have done all four games this year. Expect some double moves. Expect some big plays. You can take advantage of this defensive back group, especially with Max Melton, who's a stud. And I think he's going to have a good game against us, but it's his first start in the NFL career. He's played against Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, Juwan Jennings, George Kittle. You can take advantage of this. A lot of double moves. Come on, man. Get the protection. Max protect, double moves, out and ups, hitch and goes. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. Blitzes, you know, last week they blitzed 9 times against Washington, 14 against Detroit, 13 against the Rams. Brock Purdy kind of falls a little bit more into that Jared Goff / Matt Stafford mobility. Yeah, he's way faster than both those guys at this point in their career, but he's not quite JT Daniels. So I'd guess probably 12 to 13 blitzes. That would be my guess on what they're bringing. But one of the things that's interesting about the Cardinals and how they blitz, all 11 players have blitz packages. Both safeties, outside corners, inside corners, both linebackers. Like, they blitz from everywhere. Doesn't work, though. Hasn't worked. Like I keep saying, they don't have the horses. They don't have it. You look at their team in its entirety. They have 19 pressures on the year through four games. Nick Bosa by himself has 19 pressures through four games. people complain about Nick Bosa, but they don't understand what it's like when you don't have an elite defensive end. You look across the NFL and you find out pretty damn quick there's about six teams with an elite defensive end. The rest of the teams are in the desert. Some of those teams have a great defensive tackle, which offsets it, but you get to teams like the Cardinals. They don't have an elite defensive tackle. They don't have an elite edge guy. They don't have an elite really anything besides Buda Baker. And this is the problem. They have a defensive-minded head coach, which is not that many in the NFL, and he has hung his entire career on getting pressures, and he can't do it. He can't do it because he just doesn't have the guys. He just doesn't have the guys, and that's kind of the problem for him. Now, let's jump over to the Cardinals' offense. Let's dive deep in there. But before we do, if you're going to any games this season, especially on the road game, next week, Seattle, baby, you know what to do. All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. Boom, there it is. So now let's talk Cardinals offense, okay? It's much better. I mean, obviously, the number one overall pick, Kyler Murray. First round pick a couple years ago, Paris Johnson. Top five pick, MHJ. They have invested and invested and invested here, and it's paying off. It's not great, but it's a borderline top 10 group. 13th in points scored out of 32 teams, 12th in yards. Second in interceptions. That's kind of where they're really, really good at. They have not turned the ball over very much. You could say the same thing about Jacoby Brissett. He didn't have any interceptions until he played us last week. I do think we get an interception this week, by the way. 14th first down, 25th at passing yards. You say whatever you want about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is being successful on the ground, not through the air. The one time that they are being successful through the air is in the red zone. They're sixth in passing touchdowns with six. It's pretty damn good. So they run the ball until they get into the red zone. Then they throw the ball. Ninth in rushing attempts. Fifth in rushing yards. That's really, really good. 14th rushing yards total. I'm sorry. Fifth in rush yards. 14th in rushing touchdowns. Again, they run the ball in the middle of the field. They get in the red zone. They scramble, they throw, they make things happen. Fourth in rush yards per attempt. That's the one area where I'm just like, gosh, I hate that number. Can the 49ers stop the run? That is going to be huge, 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 huge. I don't think that they could do it, but if you could bend, not break, that's going to be the theme of the day. Just going to be honest with you. They're fourth in the red zone. God, they score touchdowns. And that's Kyler Murray special because he does not give up. He does not give up at all. So let's go to our head coach, Kyle Shanahan, talking about Kyler Murray and what he thought as he played against him pretty much his entire career.
He just looks so much more comfortable. I thought he looked really good last year when he came in, you know, just watching their offense, seeing him in that new scheme for the first time. I think you got to sit back and watch other guys do it. And then him coming in, you could tell he really consciously tried to play within the confines of the offense, and which was different to see just how his scheme was before. And then always when he isn't playing in the confines of the offense, how he can be as the scariest guy in the league. So Kyler's always played at a pretty high level, and when he's healthy, and he's doing that right now.
You know, my biggest concern when we're on defense and the Cardinals are on offense, stop the run. And what are you doing with Devondre Campbell? DFS not out there. So you're going to be, it's great. D Winners or Tatum Bethune or, you know, Jalen Graham, whoever you put out there, I'm not overly concerned about. They're not going to be great, but the opportunity that they could be good. You didn't have that with DFF. There's no chance for him to be a good player. It just never has happened. And so that is just such a huge relief. But Devondre Campbell has consistently been bad since he's joined this team. And you keep putting him in really bad situations. Cover one, man coverage, but no blitzes. That terrifies me. Because if you put him in cover one, He's going to be locked up with either Amari DiMicardo, their third down pass option guy, running back that's really, really good out of the backfield. He killed us last year. Or Trey McBride. You can't do that in man coverage. I scream it every week. Stop doing your cover one man BS, Nick Sorensen. It's not working. It hasn't worked. It's not going to work. We don't have the personnel for it. Stop doing it. And if you do cover one, then you got to blitz. So, and if you do blitz Devondre Campbell. It's so simple. So simple. Anyway, go get me all worked up. Now, their best players, Paris Johnson Jr., ninth ranked offensive tackle in the NFL. Trey McBride, he's the tight end of the future. He really, really is. Him and Laporta, they seem to be the two new guys. Trey McBride's currently ninth, coming off a game that he missed with a concussion, but he's back now. Then Kyler Murray, of course, studs. Players to exploit. Terrible wide receiver group. Terrible. Yeah, you've got Marvin Harrison Jr., but everybody else is rough. I do think Wilson is really, really good. I like how tough he is, how physical he is. Not a game breaker, but a chain mover. Dortch, little bitty dude, shifty, whatever. Not great. Left guard, Evan Brown. He was with the Rams forever. Not good. Right tackle, Kelvin Beachum. Played in the NFL forever. Replacement level right tackle. I doubt he finishes the game. I bet Christian Jones takes his spot. The rookie coming off IR. You can exploit those guys. Their scheme, they run 11 personnel a lot, 48% of the time. So that's one running back, one tight end. We're going to be in our nickel package predominantly, especially with linebackers out. We're going to have three cornerbacks out there. Who's that third corner going to be? Renardo Green or Isaac Yiadom? Yiadom coming off his best game as a Niner, but hasn't practiced a lot this week. I hope Renardo Green gets some work out there. 12 personnel, they're 30%, third most. They got tight ends galore. Tip Ryman, damn good guy, rookie. When they're in 12 and 13 personnel, we're going to have all our backers out there. So D Winners, get ready, man. Yeah, we have all been clamoring. Get D Winners on the field. Well, it's time. We're going to put up or shut up, big guy. You got a lot of fans. A lot of people wanted to see this for a long time. Let's see it. Got to answer this week. Run game's the priority. They are third most, the Cardinals, on offense. 20 explosive run plays. That's run plays over 10 yards. Third most in the NFL, more than we have. They're very, very good. Now you look at them in the pass game, only 9 explosives. That's bottom 5. So they're run till they get in the red zone, then they pass. Tendencies, man, shotgun on first down. 50% of their first down plays are shotgun run, shotgun play action. I mean, it's zone read, whatever. They're going to run on first down consistently out of the shotgun formation. Stay home on the backside, guys. Don't let Kyler out. Don't let Kyler out. Now, my favorite matchups of this game. When the 49ers are on defense, Bosa versus Beachum. That's good. Now, they're going to have tight ends, and they do chip. They chip a lot. There's going to be a tight end on Bosa almost every single play wherever he goes. But Bosa has proven he's starting to beat those double teams. It's the triple teams he can't beat yet. But if you get those chances, somebody else got to step up. Best matchup for the Cardinals when they're on offense and we're on defense, Campbell versus McBride, like I talked to. Got to find a way to get safeties, Warner, Demo on McBride. Do not let Campbell cover him. If it's zone coverage, that's cool. Zone drops in his area is fine. Campbell's fine at that. Man coverage, you're an idiot. If you put Devondre Campbell on Trey McBride, you're an idiot. Sad news is Nick Sorensen's done that crap 4 straight weeks in a row against opposing team's best wide receiving threat. Anyway, hopefully that doesn't happen, but whatever. Blue chip, best on best. Diamador Lenore versus Marvin Harrison Jr. Oh, that is awesome. Now, what's crazy is in divisional games against stronger, bigger type wide receivers in the past, we have allowed Charvarius Ward to travel. DeAndre Hopkins, we did it with DK Metcalf. We've done it with Cooper Kupp. This kind of bigger style wide receiver and division matchups, we have allowed Charvarius Ward to travel. I don't want to do that. Charvarius Ward had been good. He really had, like, he's coming off his best game of the year, but it wasn't good. It was just average. So I don't know. You put both in place, maybe this is the game that can get Charvarius Ward out of his funk. Had the offseason surgery. Maybe that's what it is. Who knows? But I'm curious to see how they're going to handle that because the other wide receivers are not good. They're really, really not. Now, last week, we did pretty good with our matchups. We nailed them. And so let's flip it now. Let's talk offense. The 49ers on offense, Trent Williams versus LJ Collier. It's like watching the Bishop Sycamore game where they won like 50 something to nothing, or they lost like 50 something nothing to IMG. It was like a fake high school. Like that's what it's like playing against first round pick LJ Collier. One of the worst draft picks in a long time by the Seattle Seahawks. The good news is he stayed in division. We have abused this man for years, and Trent Williams just gets to go out there and manhandle this dude. I'm excited about that. Looking for a matchup that benefits the Cardinals defense. I couldn't really find one. Buda Baker's awesome, but I'm not taking Buda Baker over Kittle. I'm not taking Buda Baker over Juwan Jennings, who might be the best wide receiver in the NFL so far this year. Can't do that. Maybe somebody against Jake Brindle. We'll see. Brindle's coming off two better games for Brindle. Still not good. Still bad. But he's had two terrible games and two good games for Brindle. I'll put it there. That's me being positive. Best blue chip matchup, Baker versus Kittle. Worth the price of admission. Also, Jordan Mason running up the middle against Kaiser White. I talked to him about the linebacker number 7. That's two thumpers. That is two old school football players. Oh, just freaking boom. Oklahoma drill straight through that A gap or B gap. Let's go, baby. Who wants it? You're going to hear those pads are going to be freaking. Whew. I'm excited about this. That's going to be fun. Like, the best time to watch this game is when the 49ers are on offense. That's going to be the fun game. The question of where you win this game is going to be where the 49ers are defense versus the offense. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody but me, but that's okay. Now, if you bet with us last week, good Lord, we had a monster week, made everybody a lot of money, which was awesome. Hopefully we have another one. We've had two push weeks. We've had one good week and one elite week so far this season. We've made some money, and we've already got a head start on our Thursday bets, which were 2 for 2. Now, if you haven't bet with us yet, here's how you do it.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Probably my favorite bet of the week this week is the 49ers over 1.5 field goals. I think we're going to be able to move the ball kind of at ease. You always want touchdowns. 49ers are at about 50% touchdowns in the red zone. Not good average. I expect that to go up. But I think that there's going to be probably 6 to 7 possessions where the 49ers get to the 30-yard line. And so I think field goals are a fine thing. So I'm betting the 49ers over 1.5 field goals. It's not one of those bets that's going to make you rich, but hey, man, Tony Gwynn's in the Hall of Fame. You go get those. If you want to see the rest of our bets, those will be posted the49ersrush.com and on our Patreon page. Link is in the description of this video/podcast. They'll be posted about 30 minutes after this show ends. So you can go check those out and get those in. Rainier, appreciate the super chat. John, Jacob Cowan breakout game. I think his snaps will be by far the most that he has gotten. Now, after that qualifier, you have to understand Jacob Cowan has played 4 snaps in his NFL career to this date. 4. Not a lot. And with 3 stud wide receivers ahead of him, Juwan Jennings, Debo, Ayuk, how many snaps are left? Now, Chris Conley has played 63 snaps this season. He is doubtful. I think you push him up into that category. So I think, you know, if I was to guess snap count, I'd say Jacob Cowan 8 snaps, and I'm going to say Ronnie Bell about 8 snaps as well. I know nobody wants to hear that, and sorry, some of you guys just threw up, but you got to get somebody. Maybe you activate a wide receiver, Trent Taylor, Tay Martin, T.O.'s kid. I doubt it. I don't think you're ready for that yet, but I'd take him over Ronnie Bell. So, yeah, I don't think Jacob Cowan breakout game. Maybe Jacob Cowan first catch. I'd go with that. But, man, I'm not taking snaps away from Juwan Jennings, Debo, or Ayuk to give to Cowan yet. I want him to get more snaps. If I was in charge, I would have Cowan get about 13 to 14 snaps. But even then, it's kind of hard to do a breakout game at that part. Now, I do not think – Bobo says, you know, Kyle doesn't play rookies. He'll play Ronnie Bell over Cowan. Last week, Ronnie Bell was a healthy scratch, and Jacob Cowan got 4 snaps. So hopefully that depth chart has passed. Who knows how they practice this week? Because Jacob Cowan has been questionable all week, too. So he's questionable. He's not even fully healthy. So that doesn't help his chances either. But I would love to, Rainier. I'm a big Cowan fan. I'm a big Cowan fan. Agency, he says, which Niners team is showing up and which Cardinals team is showing up on Sunday? I think we're getting to the part of you are who you are. And I think the Niners, most predictable, whatever, are they playing against elite coordinators on the offense or defensive side? Brian Flores on the defense, shut us down. McVay, Kevin O'Connell, elite coordinators on the offensive side, torched our defense. We're not playing any elite coordinators this game. We are not. Drew Petsy, God no. Rallis, God no. These are not good coordinators. I think Jonathan Gannon's a good coach, but he just ain't got the guys. So, no, I think the good 49ers show up this week. This is so damn important, this game. It's so important. Invader, look at this. He says, Ayuk breakout game. What would an Ayuk breakout game look like? My predictions, yeah, I'm going out of order already, but that's okay. Here's what I wrote. I'm going to read it verbatim from my notes in my prediction section. Quote, Ayuk has his best game of the season, but that's not enough. What does that look like? 4 catches, 62 yards. That would be the best game of the season. That's how bad it's been. So, yes, I do agree with you, Invader. It's a 4-game, 62 yards. That doesn't even cover what his predictions or his bets are. 4.5 catches for, I think it was 68 yards. I'm not betting those, even though I'm saying he's having his best game by far. It's still under, so I don't know. Maybe you want to bet the under. I'm not. I don't want to bet against him. But that's where I am on Ayuk. Now, on offense, please be run-heavy game. No matter how they line up, don't allow them to put 6 men on the defensive line in a gap situation to check out and throw the ball. Yeah, you can do that sometimes. Stick with the run. 32 rush attempts is my magic number. And again, first time ever against the Rams, we hit my magic number. I've been doing this show for 8 years. First time ever we hit my magic number in rush attempts and lost. First time ever. My magic number this week is 32 rush attempts. You get that, game over, D-U-N, done, no way. Now, my Mason projection, 19 rush attempts, 92 yards and 1 touchdown. That's what I got him getting. I'm not betting him over on anything. I'm staying away from the Mason prop bets. They've adjusted the totals to where it's like it doesn't even pay what you want whenever it hits. But if you feel it and you think he's going to go off again, but 19 for 92 and a touchdown is awesome. Jennings, 3 catches, 40 yards, and 1 touchdown. And I got Brock. Brock plays great versus this defense. Brock plays great whenever it's the Eagles. They run the same style still. Or it's the Arizona Cardinals. He torches this defense. I got him 277 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception off of wide receiver's hands. I'm not going to predict who, but I think he has a good, clean, efficient game. But we do get 1 turnover. 49ers are going to handle their business. It might get a little ugly early. Defensively, my predictions, you're going to struggle a little bit. It's just here. Let's go to. Almost insulted him. I don't want to do that. Let's go to Kyler Murray. This is Kyler Murray talking about the 49ers defense and how he's gone up against the same defensive scheme for 6 years, his entire career now.
Oh, man, this is year six for me, and they've been great ever since I've been in the league. Got a lot of great players, obviously Fred, Nick, two of the guys that, make it go, but a lot of great players surrounding them for sure. I'm excited for the opportunity. It's always fun. We got to have a great week of practice to be ready for them. We scored, I think, first drive every game, but you got to sustain it. Especially against a team like this. Been in the Super Bowl, obviously, a playoff caliber team. We're going to have to do it for four quarters. One drive's not going to beat this team. We know that. So we got to continue to sustain drives and put the ball in the end zone. You don't want to be kicking field goals against a team like this.
I love the way that he ended that. You know exactly what they're trying to do. Field goals ain't going to do it. 1 to 2 drives ain't going to do it. We got to get to 30 points. That has to be the mindset of the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray, Drew Petsy. We've got to score a lot. They haven't been able to do that. They really have not been able to do that really much this year. Against the Rams, they did. That was it. 13 points against the Lions, one of the worst defenses in the NFL. 14 points against the Commanders, barely average defense. They haven't been able to do that. So for the 49ers, you got to understand, look, the Arizona Cardinals have so many dynamic athletes, top-tier players on the offensive side. Marvin Harrison Jr., Kyler Murray, Trey McBride, throw in James Conner, who seems to always play well against us. They're going to have a couple good drives. They're going to have a couple touchdown drives. But you can't let them have sustainable drive after drive after drive. That's the key. Red zone's so important this week when the 49ers are on defense. You hold them to field goals, that's a win. That's a win. They're going to score and stop a couple drives early. You're going to be able to do that as well. Defensive tackle rotation, man, this is the key to the game. You need Givens, Malik Collins, Evan Anderson, Kalia Davis, Jordan Davis, those five, depending on who we activate for the practice squad, they got to show up. You got to represent in the middle, and you got to stop them. I don't want 4 yards per rush. I don't want that. I got Bosa and Sam Okwuanu with a sack this week. Gosh, Samo, when you see 91 out there, just know John Chapman is standing up somewhere inside the Chapman household going bat crazy. I'm going crazy. When 91's out there, get your popcorn. This dude might be, I'm telling you, man, there's something special about him. I've been saying it since training camp. Sam-O, baby. Marvin Harrison Jr. going to get his. I don't want McBride to kill us. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to get his. I'm just going to be honest. Don't let Trey McBride kill you. Don't do that. Don't do it. Mark, over-under on Trent IVs. Man, it's going to be hot. Hottest game ever. Man, if I was a coach, I'd make everybody get an IV before every single game. That's just me. But anyway, I don't want to go there. It's going to be an ugly game. It's going to be hot as hell. It's going to be a mess. Now, the good news is Arizona practices inside most of the time because it's so damn hot down there. You can't practice outside in Arizona. It's 120 degrees. You're on the freaking surface of the sun. What's the Bobby Hill reference? Phoenix is man's mocking God or something like that. Man, I wish I would have nailed that right. Bobby Hill. Legend. But 49ers been out in the heat all week, and it's hot as hell. It's hot now. I got a fan blowing on me, and I'm still sweating. 49ers are going to be more used to this heat than the Arizona Cardinals are. They really are. It's a division game, guys. This is going to be an ugly game. Both teams are banged up and injured. This is not going to be a blowout. It's division. I'm not betting the spread. It's down to 7 points. It was at 7.5. Now it's down to 7. I think the 49ers, I went through and I talked through all my touchdowns and I told them up, my field goals, my yards, my catches, my attempts. We do that every game. I got the 49ers winning this game 27-20. It's going to be ugly, but I do think the 49ers come out on top, and I think that they are the better team. Just stick with the run. Be smart. Quit doing every single third down on defense, double mug, fake pressure, cover one. We all know what you're doing. Stop it. You don't want to run cover one against Kyler Murray. You want to run zone defense so you can see it whenever he runs out of the pocket and you can limit his scramble yards. Come on, Nick Sorensen. I keep waiting for you to give me the opportunity to be on your side and be like, yeah, we got a DC. You ain't done it yet. You got better, but again, he's only had two good games, and they were worse at first, the two worst offensive coordinators in the NFL. Good news. You got another bad offensive coordinator. Come on, man. Nick Sorensen, I want to believe. Give the people what it is that they want. Believe. Ted Lasso, point to the sign. Let's go, baby. Niners win. Get it taken care of. We'll be live right after the show. You guys are incredible. Thank y'all so much. It was a fun show. Go enjoy some college football. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.